Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Come on, it's lovely. Johnny Mathis? It's Johnny Mathis. I got one right. I don't know my crooners, as it turns out. Dean, Frank, Bing Crosby, I get them mixed up, but that was definitely Johnny Mathis on Name This Tune. Actually, you're listening to News Talk Tonight. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. Jim is busy decorating his ugly Christmas sweaters. Couldn't make it in tonight. He'll be back in January. Until then, I'm here, I think until January 4th or 5th or something like that, whatever that Friday is. I'll be here to keep you company. We have a transportation crisis happening in the country right now to do with the airlines. And so we thought, who better to speak to about this but Gabor Loukas, Canadian air passenger rights advocate. Gabor, how are you?
Good evening. Good afternoon.
And you're in Halifax, is that right?
I am, yes. So that's evening for me.
Yeah, and those are my people. I'm from Nova Scotia, so please say hello to anyone you see and tell them Richard says hello.
The nicest part of Canada, no offense to other parts, but absolutely love it here.
It is beautiful down there. So there's a lot happening right now. Air travel is very much in the forefront of the news. Earlier, we talked about a woman who says, I may never fly again after being trapped on an airplane for 11 hours with no food or formula for her baby sitting on the tarmac. Another story about a family who was trapped for 13 hours on a tarmac. I understand mechanical problems, but there has to be a way to fix this. When you hear those kind of stories, how do you respond?
I'm appalled. It is one thing, exactly as you said, what we understand the weather, and we have been sympathy for the airline. It's a difficult situation for operations, but it is entirely irresponsible for an airline to board several hundred passengers into planes, leave the gate without having a plan how to disembark those passengers in the event that takeoff has to be aborted for any reason.
And how is it that you can be on an airplane for 13 hours and there's no food, there's no formula, there's none of those things? I mean, if it's on the tarmac, the terminal's not that far. They've got to be able to do something. How does a situation like that happen?
Law says that the airline is required to allow passengers to disembark after 3 hours. And in exceptional cases where the takeoff is imminent, after 3 hours and 45 minutes. In any event, the airline is required to provide meals and beverages in adequate quantities if there is any kind of tarmac delay. Mm-hmm. Even if by some magic someone might justify why they didn't bring stairs to the aircraft, not bringing food is unjustifiable, entirely unreasonable. I've been just hearing from a passenger who did the right thing and called 911, and unfortunately, the police was not helpful. And that's a whole separate issue, which I hope and expect there will be some reckoning and accountability there as well. Police's job is to keep the peace. If passengers are trapped against their will in the aircraft for longer than what the federal regulations permit, that is a legal problem. That is arguably a crime. It's forcible confinement, and certainly that's a threat to the peace. And it doesn't even have to be a serious crime for the police to intervene. If it is a threat to the peace, if people are being kept there against their will, the police has some responsibility to intervene. So I anticipate that will have to be part of the inquiry into what has happened, why the police has not stepped in.
There is a passenger's bill of rights. It seemed to me that when that came in, I thought, well, a lot of these stories that we would hear about people being stuck for hours on end on the tarmac, well, those will go away, and they haven't. So is it that the passenger's Bill of Rights doesn't have teeth, that it isn't effective enough, it needs to be rewritten, or are the airlines just saying, yeah, whatever?
It's both.
Yeah.
One problem is lack of enforcement, which starts from police that doesn't take seriously such incidents and doesn't intervene immediately. The other part is the federal regulator, the Canadian Transportation Agency, that does not issue serious hefty fines for violations of their passenger protection regulations. They do require that the airlines let passengers off the plane after 3 hours. They do require airlines to provide food to passengers and fluids and, you know, water, beverages to passengers. But when it doesn't happen, it is typically just a slip on the slap on the wrist and no significant consequences. If well, actually the law does permit imposing up to $25,000 per passenger per violation fines. So if you have a plane with, say, 200 passengers, the airline could be facing $2.5 million in fine.
Right.
But you never see that happen. And that's where the problem starts. If the fines were of such a magnitude, such a quantity, such so hefty, that it would significantly affect the airline's bottom line, they would change their behavior.
So recently, in just the last few days, the Canadian Transportation Agency has, which are an independent quasi-judicial tribunal and regulator of transportation, released a new dashboard on the numbers of complaints airlines received between April and September of 2022. The complaint data is drawn from information submitted by passengers to the CTA. When it comes to Canadian carriers, the results indicate that the CTA received more complaints about discount airlines. I can't imagine that comes as much of a surprise to you.
Well, I think let's first backtrace. The Canadian Transportation Agency is not independent and not impartial to begin with. Just last year, House of Commons published a report, Transport Committee, raising concerns about regulatory capture, essentially collusion with the industry, mm-hmm. at the Canadian Transportation Agency. That's also one of the reasons why we tell passengers to avoid the Canadian Transportation Agency in British Columbia, to go to the Civil Resolution Tribunal or to Small Claims Court or to civil courts. In terms of a dashboard, it is a good direction to publish the data, but the data is skewed. It is no surprise to me that WestJet and Air Canada are doing somewhat better than Flair and Swoop say. But in terms of the proportions, there is one important factor which is being overlooked, and that is that Air Canada and WestJet have also some small planes, some very, you know, regional planes with mm-hmm. 30, 50 passengers, and those are counted as one flight, while Flair and Swoop have only larger planes, and that is also counted as one flight. So we are comparing here in terms of statistics apples right. with oranges. That's also the reason, mind you, that they found that there are somehow less complaints against Air Canada and WestJet per 100 flights than say against Lufthansa or some of the very reputable, very good European airlines like KLM. They're not great, but they are far better than WestJet or Air Canada. And the reason is that these European airlines come into Canada with very large jets. They don't operate those small regional flights. And therefore, they have fewer flights per passengers because each plane carries more passengers. Mm-hmm. The result is that these numbers don't reflect the number of complaints per passenger transported, and that is skewed. It actually shows the fact that they didn't warn about that, and it supports the conclusion that they are really causing the Canadian airlines, and that whole data set was published an effort to whitewash Canadian airlines and show, oh, they are wonderful, they are great. While in reality, they are dismal. Just look at what's happening on the tarmacs.
And we just have a minute left, not even. For people that want to get back into the world and start traveling again, can we expect that this is going to get better this year? And you've got literally 20 seconds to tell me. I didn't give you much time.
I'm afraid not. Passengers have to fight back and take airlines to court to change the culture, to restore respect to passengers.
Gabor, thank you so much. Pleasure to speak to you, and say hello to all my pals in Nova Scotia for me.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. That was Gabor Lukacs, Canadian air passenger rights advocate. When we come back, Darren Cardoza joins me. You might know him better as the bitchy waiter on Twitter. We're going to talk about things that you need to know in restaurants if you're going to go out. He's got a hilarious Twitter feed. You should check that out, but there's a lot of truth in it as well. Funny, and you'll learn something. Stay with me. You're listening to The Night Side.